Hey, welcome. This is a beginner-friendly walkthrough for basic bass resampling in Ableton Live, focused on drum and bass. We are building an 8-bar rolling DNB bass loop at 174 BPM, and we'll go from a simple two-layer synth to resampled audio you can slice, pitch and abuse for the drop. I'm energetic, I'm clear, and I want you to walk away with a repeatable workflow. Let's go. First, quick overview. Today you'll design a two-layer bass, a mono sub sign for the clean low end, and a distorted mid layer for character. Then you'll resample that full bass to audio, prep and warp it, slice it into simpler or sampler, and create playable variations for arrangement. I'll give exact device suggestions, parameter ranges, and DNB specific workflow tips as we go. Setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Synth. If you're on keyboard shortcuts, that's Command or Control plus Shift plus T. Duplicate this track before you do anything destructive, so you always have the original instrument to return to. Build the two-layer bass. Option A, use operator. Put operator on the MIDI track. Oscillator A, set a sine wave and tune it down an octave or two, somewhere between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones depending on how deep you want to go. Keep that layer mono and clean. Oscillator B, use a saw or square one octave above, slightly detuned or routed to lightly modulate for extra harmonics. For the amp envelope, keep attack very tight, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 120 to 300 milliseconds, sustain down around 0.2 to 0.6, so the mid-growl decays, and release about 40 to 120 milliseconds. Add a low-pass filter to the mid-layer, 24 dB slope, cut off in the 300 to 700 Hz range to taste, and a tiny bit of resonance. If you prefer analog or wave-eatable, same idea, pure sine for the sub, a wave-eatable or saw for the mids, and then low-pass the mids and add subtle modulation. Write the MIDI pattern. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip. Use long sub-notes on C1 as anchor points. Put them on the first beat or every half bar to lock the low end. Layer short mid-notes up an octave or two, in C2 or D2. Played as 16th note rolls or syncopated accents. DNB movement is in the small rhythmic shifts, so throw in some 16th and 32nd variations and occasional triplet fills. Quantize to 1/16 for a tight feel, and if you want human swing, nudge some starts back 10 to 30 milliseconds. Basic and chain processing on the instrument track. Left to right, start with EQ8 and high pass very low at 20 to 30 Hz only to remove an audible rumble if needed. Then saturator with drive around 2 to 6, try analog clip or soft sign, and use dry slash wet to blend. Next, a compressor or glue compressor with a 3:1 ratio, attack between 1 and 10 ms and release 40 to 120 ms to glue the layers together. Finish with utility and keep stereo width low for the lows, under 30% is a safe rule. Quick teacher tip, keep a separate clean subtrack routed below everything if you want absolute low-end control later, we'll come back to that. Now we resample to audio. Two quick methods. This audio version is shortened for playback.